These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
I'm Michelle Baber.
And this is Bravo Breakdowns. We are sadly closing a chapter with our final recap of Salt Lake City Season 6, Reunion Part 3. And for that, we decided we needed like some fresh eyes to look over this season. This is an artist who we recruited to be part of our collaborative series, our live watching show at the Grapevine Bar and subsequent comedy show after. He is a musician with the Clinton years and a comedian in his own right, in that we were friends in high school and I always thought he was really funny. He's new to the Housewives, but a Vanderpump Rules diehard. Give it up for James Gardner.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Just one clarification. I consider myself more of a craftsman than an artist. You know,
a
it's
craftsman.
Really all about the craft for me. Yeah, it's really
right.
All about the craft for me.
Mm-hmm.
But thank
no,
you
actually,
so much.
In all sincerity, I do think of you that way. I'm like, he's all about craft.
Yeah.
No iron.
Macaroni and cheese.
Craft macaroni and cheese.
Thank you. We got there. Yeah, thank you all so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun. We've been doing these shows at the Grapevine. And it's nice to come into the podcast space to give some fresh perspective. You don't have enough straight white men on the show, so
mm-hmm.
I'm glad
or
I can finally.
Or people who don't know what's going on, you know, that's
yeah.
why you represent.
I know what's going on more and more.
I think you might be the first straight. No, we've had a couple of straight white guys before.
Finally,
not
we need
while.
More of a platform. I've always said
not
this more of a platform. Yeah. Well, thank you for platforming our voices.
Of course. You'll mm-hmm. be silenced no more. Not all men.
Not all men. Just most.
So what did y'all think of part three of the reunion?
Wow, Bethany. Wow. Well, I was late to this because I forgot to watch it, but just finished. And I liked it. It wasn't as like dun-dun-dun as I was expecting, but I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
What about you, James?
I thought it was a lot of fun. I also did have to squeeze it in this morning because, as y'all know, Ella McKay was released for home viewing yesterday. So I watched that twice last night.
Right. You did an all-nighter.
You did it twice.
Sure did. I did.
Like
of course
Ella
I did
McKay.
It twice. Come on.
Yeah,
Ella
did
McKay,
it
Ella
twice.
McKay, Emma Mackey. No, I thought this was great. You know what makes me uncomfortable? When the women are fighting, and that is most of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm building up a callus to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, I understand. I was like that when I started Drag Race. I was like, I hate when the drag queens fight, and now I'm like, I'm so used to it.
It's so old hat.
Yeah, I think that's it, and it's their job. You know,
yeah,
they're
their
getting
job
paid
is
for
to
this,
fight,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
And I think compared to some of the other franchises, like Salt Lake's fighting is very funny,
above board.
It's all above board. They're highly trained. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, they study stage fighting. Like, they're great.
Mm-hmm. They're the theater kids.
They're the theater
the franchises,
kids.
For
mm-hmm.
sure. Yeah, I loved it. I really was kind of like, I've talked on here about how I was a little disappointed in the back half of the season just because I thought the first half was both mm-hmm. like, you know, you have those epically entertaining, stupid, funny moments. But also, I felt like they were doing just a good job with the story. And then the second half, I was like, they're not. But I really think this last part tied it all together mm-hmm. for me in a way where I'm like, it bumped up the season for me from like A-B+ to an A. Because they brought it back. Yeah.
Because James, you haven't seen the first half of the season, right? Like, you started watching Salt Lake when we started the live show. So you've probably only seen the back half of this show, unless you've gone back and watched all of the other episodes.
I think I'm missing maybe 4 to 5 in the middle.
The
but
yacht.
I think
you
I've seen all the
oh,
others.
Oh, you missed the
below
yacht.
Deck.
Yeah.
I did start. I did miss that.
That's amazing viewing.
And there was something on a plane that was very controversial.
We all missed the plane. Yeah.
We
never
all missed the plane.
Plane.
Okay.
We're still talking
well,
about
that's,
it.
I think they landed it. I do think they landed it on this
reunion. This
we'll
reunion, they did.
Did she say it?
So it's less of a okay. So this is where we'll get
to the episode tomorrow.
Kind of
we'll ask.
We'll ask her about it too.
We'll So
we relitigated the plane a bit on part two, but then Meredith got into the deeper issue for her, which was that she feels like Brittany has never liked her, perhaps because Brittany doesn't like the Jewish people.
Yes.
Which I was like, oh, they left that in. Interesting. But then this next part, they don't even say anti-Semitism or Jewish or anything. It's just everyone kind of being like, shut up, Meredith.
Well, because she brings up her bat mitzvah. So, James, I know you didn't see last season, but last season, Meredith had a bat mitzvah at a ski chalet. And Brittany was there.
I've
never thought of Brittany as anti-Semitic.
So is that the accused bigotry that was at the top here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The accused bigotry was that Brittany went to a nail technician that Meredith also went to, and then Meredith told her that the nail technician was like, "Oh, you need to do like I'm being review bombed negatively, so write me a good review." Then Meredith was like, "Look, he's anti-Semitic is why that he's getting review bombed badly," and Brittany was like, "Oh, okay, then I'll delete it."
Yes.
But Meredith is contending. She was defensive in her defense of having the review up when they spoke about it. And that there's something that she always hasn't liked about Meredith. And that's why Andy was like, well, don't you think it might be that you never liked her?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. This is all the threads are coming together.
And this is when Brittany's having a panic attack right at the top of the hour.
Right
at the top of the hour, like this, the episode.
Because she's a victim, but don't call her a victim.
Don't call her that.
Like, I'm tired of the.
I'm tired of the lies.
That's right.
And I do think that this was the way like this wraps up was kind of the smoking gun for me with the plane, where you know, Brittany is like, thank you again, Mary, for like being with us in the customs line after the whole plane gates. You didn't have to do that. I know you don't like me. And then like Mary is hating it, hating her thanking her until Heather's like, you went into pastor mode. And Mary's like, well, she should have just said that to me instead of all that nice
stuff.
Yeah,
she should have not said like, and I know you don't like me, but you were being nice to me. Mary's like, no. Don't say I was nice to you. But then she's like, oh, that's right. I'm a pastor.
That's right. You should have said that.
Yeah.
But then when Angie says a final note, and Andy's like, oh, can we move on?
No.
And Angie's like, no, just one last thing. And she's like, look, you know, Meredith, we don't know why, you know, what happened. We know you were in a bad state of mind when you got on the plane. I'm not going to say why, but I will say, if it had been me instead of Brittany, the air marshal would have been waiting when that plane landed.
Yeah.
Because she was more upset than she is right now. And I was like, that is damning because Brittany never gets upset. They pour water on her head. They call her an idiot.
She jacks off a cactus. Bad mom. Like everything horrible. Still smiling. Yeah. She's a professional.
She was pushed to the brink.
She was pushed to the brink of a panic attack, and we've never seen that from her. I thought it was really funny that they were talking about crazy rich Asians. That is always on every plane I ever go on. That's always one of the movies, but it was really funny that Meredith was like, I was falling asleep, I was waking up. And then who was it that said, like, you don't even remember the ending to Crazy Rich Asians?
That was out of left field for everybody. I wasn't missing context there.
It is from earlier in the season.
Yeah. Okay.
They kind of have a 12 angry men type.
Are you familiar with
the Yes. As an angry man, I appreciate the representation.
Right.
Yeah, it's in the canon.
So they kind of are like using circumstantial evidence to recreate the plane ride. And that's one of the pieces is like, well, tell us the whole plot of Crazy Rich Asians. Yes.
Got it. Crazy Rich Asians as a sobriety test.
Yeah, I was waking up. Yes. I was falling asleep.
Good.
I vented to Lisa only.
But then I did like that. Andy was on her jock.
He was on her dick. Yeah.
He was like, so you don't remember? And Meredith's like, I do remember the plane ride, Andy. And then he's like, I was going to say, you don't remember the ending to Crazy Rich Asians. And she's like, oh, yeah, I don't know what happened.
But Speaking I'm trying to remember the men. Ending to Crazy Rich Asians. Oh, I think
I think there was a party.
The marriage. They get the wedding.
Yeah, they,
it was a, it's a wedding, right? A wedding party.
And they walk through the, she walks through the water. She's like barefoot.
Yeah,
It's like the acoustic, like, cover of Fool's Russian.
Sure. There we go. Yeah.
Iconic.
And that was the last time anyone ever saw Constance Wu.
Strong female character lead.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye out for him.
So Whitney also gets hammered by Andy. He says that viewers did not love that Whitney, whose dad is an addict, accused Meredith on camera of being an addict as if it was an insult.
Yes.
And Whitney is like, I did apologize on camera, but I'll apologize again. It's just that
on camera.
You act away.
I will do it again on camera. Where's
on camera.
My... Am I one, two, three? Which camera's mine?
So she says, you just act away. I've only seen after people who were on alcohol and benzos, which I kind of think is fair because that's what everyone says about Meredith.
Yes.
They're like,
even when
that's
Meredith
the accusation.
Isn't saying anything when she's like, the rules and the nastiness of the hut. It's like, oh, I know this slur. I did that slur when I was 19.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was footage backing her up, correct? Didn't we cut to some footage?
That's like all of Meredith's iconic moments.
Moments. Yeah, everything she's famous for. Her oeuvre is just slurring. The rumors and the nastiness. I'll take a drug test any day of the week.
And so then Meredith like gets mad about it all over again, but Heather interrupts her kind of like carves her way in and is like, but you called us pill poppers and alcoholics. And then Meredith kind of gets in a mode of like lying and like being kind of like caught and deer in headlights that she stays in for the rest of the reunion.
Do you notice like the more she does that, the more sideways her head becomes, like the more she's like, and then it's like her mouth is like over here and her head's over here.
But definitely sticks to her guns. But what was striking me throughout watching the whole thing is how much of what they were talking about was communication about communication.
Yes.
You know, there was just so much.
Communication breakdown.
I have no idea usually what was said or was alleged to have been said because they're just saying whether they said it or had not said it or how it was said. Mm-hmm. And how it was
and now we said
received.
And now we said it. And that
and
is a very big rule of Housewives. If you're going to watch Housewives, we're going to talk about what we said. And that's what we're going to say.
Well, we're going to talk about whether we said it.
And
not necessarily what was said. What was said is lost. I'm not even sure what we're talking about now. But all I know is
Crazy
that I
Rich
have
Asians.
Said it.
No.
That's it.
Yeah, it's kind of like Housewives from the outside. It is kind of like I first started watching Survivor. It was like season 43. And the way that they talk about like the game and what is the game? And this is the part of tribal cancer where you know that it's like an Oreo and this part is like a wheel. And you're seeing the game and you're outside of the game. And I'm like, what the fuck
is the game? And I'm like, the game is that book that I love.
Yes, or that film with Michael Douglas. Or
Venture.
Or Chris Angel. Venture.
Mind Freak.
Chris Angel's not. He's a magician.
The pickup
artist he's a mind freak.
Like...
He's a mind freak.
Yes.
I get my fedorid men confused.
With an eyeliner.
Anyway,
Chris Angel's fine.
He's peacocking.
All this to say that, because these shows have been on so long, the way they've kind of evolved is like becoming super duper meta because that's like, the viewers have seen it that long and are used to it and like that keeps it fresh. And that's how the ladies like keep their actual feelings fresh is like, did you say it this way to the blogs? Like it keeps them more honest, honestly, is like, but it is.
Oh, that.
Confused. But I can see how if you've never seen it, you're like, what is happening? Why are they still talking about this thing that we didn't see? But they're all saying it happened this way. And it's like,
No, it's fun.
Did you learn a lot about women from watching?
I'm working on it. I can tell these women apart because I have notes here.
Because you took notes.
Of course, I took notes.
Oh my god! He's a little
mostly
right
just
there.
Which one is which.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay. I'm learning.
Who's your favorite?
Ooh.
I don't think I have a strong standout.
Okay.
There's certainly, I can point out the troublemakers. It seems like there's an alliance between Lisa and Meredith. They seem to be the troublemakers,
but
right?
Aren't they so
Did
funny?
They coordinate
Isn't
their
Lisa
dresses?
So funny.
I think
they're both funny.
They always coordinate their dresses. Like if you go
Lisa
back
and Meredith were both in like Merlot.
Yeah,
pretty
their
much.
Best
like
friend.
Almost.
Lisa was in Chocolate
I don't
Brown.
Think that she was in Merlot. No,
was
Lisa
it?
Was in like a. I they, thought it was
they
like
looked,
a chartreuse.
It
might have
been my settings on the TV.
Lisa? No, Lisa was in Brown.
Lisa was in Brown.
I thought it was like
strapless.
More purpley. Yes, she
anyway,
did.
Anyway,
okay,
it was
reading purple,
cherry
but
color.
Similar. Everyone else was in
was
much more jewel
cherry.
Tones, right?
But I think Lisa's so funny.
It was actually an olive.
I loved the part of the reunion. Oh my God, what did she say? She's like, if I could have swam to shore, I would have. And she's like sobbing, you know, and she's like, you'll never see me vulnerable.
Yes, they're talking about the plane. And she's like, guys, I just have something really important to say. Like, that it was so hard for me. I almost took a plane alone. And then like, it's just like. She just like does her own monologue and then they go back to like arguing with Meredith. It's just
yeah.
A ton
and then
of
they're back to Crazy Rich Asians.
It's so good. Yeah. I really liked where like Andy's like to do a segue. He's like, since he's a parent, he's gotten so good at manipulating them, especially like the Salt Lake City women who like
and like
want
diffusing
to please
a situation to like so we can like achieve the next thing we have to do. Like stop having the meltdown. We have to get in the car, you know.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm going to count to five, like he did last time.
And then you
this
have to,
time,
we're putting on your seatbelt.
Yes. This time it was like he gave them like the carrot where he was like, and ladies, I just want to, in 20 years of doing this, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being so vulnerable about your families. You're all great moms, except for Brittany, but you're all so open about
Main
stuff.
Main cast is great mom. Great
so that was just manipulation.
He doesn't do that a lot.
Like daddy
because
pulling the strings.
Like,
okay, because no, that kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, wait, hold on.
He doesn't do it often.
Because then he's like, now let me ask you a lot of really personal questions about your marriages. And they're like, okay, yeah.
Okay, daddy. And Brittany's like, I'm not married.
Well, something I found interesting just about the showcraft of it, speaking of marriages and unfortunately separations, so we tease at the
divorce for ladies.
Oh, he has a first wife.
Yes, I do have
for
a first
lucky
wife.
Lucky number two.
and number three. Let's just line them up. But we learned at the end of part two that Bronwyn is separated, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't we get that little clip?
Well, just we learned that in the clip, which was
yes,
like teasing
we, well, we
the
see
next,
her say,
but in
the facts
episode,
were out
we
there.
Find out. Later in part three, it was just like a preview for part three.
Yeah. And then like, I think they showed it again at the beginning of this third part. And then
so
we get to the commercial break before she actually says it. But it's not a tease. A tease would be like, what's this? And it's like, this is this.
Yeah.
And I just find it interesting that
it's
they, we know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we're going into a commercial break when we know what she's going to say, but they're playing it as though we aren't, but they're still able to hold that tension, even though we know what she's going to say. Just really fun showcraft.
Well, and that's what's different about reality TV now, too, is that everything you kind of know almost everything that's going to happen.
Everything
this season,
that's going to happen.
Through the blogs, through like,
and they
you know,
restated
it
a lot,
out.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more just watching the journey.
Watching
than, like,
other
being,
things. Yeah.
The only thing that didn't come out, and it still came out like a week before, but the only thing that like was kind of kept under wraps pretty well was this season four Salt Lake City finale, where it turns out that Monica was running a gossip site about Salt Lake City. And it was like a
so
big
iconic.
Reveal.
Yeah.
But pretty much everything else is like, you never really know, that surprised that often. Like once in a while when you are, though, it makes it even more special.
It makes it so special.
And you would say that change is kind of driven by these ancillary arenas where you're getting that kind of information, like from their Twitters,
Reddit,
from random people on Reddit.
Yes.
I think that is so funny.
Yes.
Speaking as a loser white man who's been using Reddit for like 15 years,
Big
like
Todd
just how
energy.
Ubiquitous it's, thank you very
Todd
much.
Bradley.
But just like hearing these pretty young women talking about Reddit, it's just very jarring to me.
They all read Reddit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reddit is huge for AstroTurf.
Oh, people love it.
For PR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'll go like search all of the subreddits. Yeah.
Or no, they pay bots. They pay bots to like
say
you
nice.
Know,
yeah.
Say like
things.
Britney's good.
Yes.
I like
Britney's
hair.
That's just me saying that in those subreddits.
Well,
too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I did find your.
I just play that like leave Britney alone clip. Leave Britney alone.
I did find your Reddit account. So that is what I'm referencing.
So then we have Lisa crying.
I love it. God, I love when she cries.
So, yeah, her question about her marriage is Andy is like, people are ever, you know, that scene you did
jabs.
With John where he says that you're a bad listener. You know that everyone sided with him and no one agrees with you. You were not listening to him. And then she goes,
she's like, I didn't hear you, Andy.
Yes. It was so funny.
Yeah.
All the ladies are like, you're not listening right now. And she's like, you're not listening to what I have to say about how it makes me feel to be called a bad listener. It's so like
oh my god, she's so good. She cries on command. I mean, it's like she's such a star. She has that X factor. She'll always be famous to me. Yeah. And then Andy's even like, well, really what John was saying was pretty valid, and I think it's pretty standard in a relationship, in a marriage. You've been together for a long time. And she goes, no Andy, never like this.
Yes. She's like, if I'm a bad listener, then how does stuff even get done? Like, how do I pick my kids? I'm
she
like,
does the laundry. Do. She can listen.
Yeah. I'm being
People go
of
to school.
I did
she mails packages.
How can you mail packages without listening?
How can you
listening?
Mail packages if you don't listen
Case
to
closed.
Your husband?
Case closed. You have to say to the postman, here is my package.
Is that what I you say?
So I'm on her side. That's what I say.
Here's my
and I'm
package.
Great at communication.
Here's my package.
Here's my package.
I do love how open and shut a lot of this stuff was because Andy was just fucking done by the end where like all the ladies are like, you're
hours.
A bad listener.
He'd already walked off, you know, he'd like, he's like been through a lot. He already told him they're doing a great job, sweetie, but like we need to like, he's tired and Mary's fallen asleep. Like we're just, we got to go. We got to go.
No, she was going like this. She wasn't asleep. Then, she was just
she's
going
fallen
like this.
Asleep during other reunions. This is like a thing that happens with Mary. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She fell asleep while Whitney was talking about her marriage. And then Whitney said, like,
we all
we're
did.
Raw. And then Whitney said, we're raw dogging it. And Mary's eyes shot wide open. And then she fell back asleep.
Her pastor eyes. Her pastor eyes shot open.
Yeah. So I don't want to jump ahead. But like with Bronwyn, when she's talking about the marriage and Whitney keeps jumping in, do you think that was because she like after Mary fell asleep, she was like, I'm bombing talking about my marriage. Mm-hmm. So she's like, OK, I got to just like horn in
I
on
gotta,
Bronwyn's
yes.
thing to try to make something happen.
She had to like, I don't know. She's like trying to insert like Bronwyn's separation and make it about her relationship with Justin a little bit because she was like, and I understand, you know, because Andy's like, you look really emotional over there, Whitney. And she's like, yeah, it's like, I understand because I'm going through the same thing, but it's the complete opposite.
but we're not separated.
In fact, we're very,
ships,
very close.
They're ships in the night.
Yeah. And she's like, different actually, paths. I got to go. After we've just watched like Bronwyn's like, family be horrendous to her in those clips and then talking about her separation and that, you know, all this shit with Todd. And then when he's like, I just gotta go. And then she like goes backstage to hug her husband who loves her and he's drinking
and
a
and
big
he's like,
gulp.
Why are you
and
so
I was like,
upset?
Oh.
Definitely clocked
like,
that big
gulp. Because our marriage is the complete opposite of Bronwyn's, which is falling apart completely.
And he's like, okay, well, hang in there.
Yeah, well, go back to work. Yeah.
He's like, you know, we're good, right?
Yeah,
and
we're
like
perfectly
no, yeah,
fine.
It's just hard.
I got
it's hard.
It's just really, it just makes me so emotional.
So is that what it was? It was just time. She felt like it was time for her to have emotion and didn't really know where to direct
she
emotion.
She forgot to do it when they talked about
and
her dad
she's
being
like,
a drug
emotion
addict.
Is husband. Love husband. Go see husband.
Yeah. She forgot to be upset when her dad was brought up about being a drug addict. So she's like, oh. Yeah. Here we go.
I gotta. Okay. I think so because Heather was looking at her.
Did
like,
you see Heather's face? Like
was
the
like,
devil. She was like.
She was like, what?
Sorry, was that offensive?
Heather. Oh, no. I just have. Okay. Heather was in the teal dress. I just have to keep looking to see which one of them are which by
also,
which jewel
like,
tone.
You've been watching this show for like several weeks in a row.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
He knows them in his heart. He just doesn't know them by name.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
And. There's been some time between the show and this one. Like, it took me a long time to figure out Whitney used to have red hair.
Oh, that's right. She went a little loose.
The hair changes. The
season.
Faces sometimes change a little bit, which is fine. I'm not criticizing anyone.
A little bit.
Not my place to say.
Yeah.
Right. But it just makes it difficult to tell who's who.
Right.
Yes.
And Salt Lake is a particularly important one.
You know, they have, I thought like Heather was Jen Shah when I first started watching this season.
Oh, my God. So, well, wow. It's like, you know, they do have like the
Maybe I can't recognize faces.
Like the Mormon, they have like the Mormon hair, like the
Mormon
curls.
And Mormon face. That
Mormon
is a real
face,
thing.
Morgan,
Mormon face.
Mormon curls. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, one of them, who is it? I'm back to my notes here. One of them has Melania Trump's face. Was that Brittany?
I think they all have Mar-a-Lago face, and I think they all kind of have it.
I guess that's it. Yeah, everyone's kind of getting the same face, which is great. I'm not criticizing
that. At Beauty Lab and Laser.
Yeah.
And then they started with similar faces, too, because they're like a lot of them are related.
They're
and Mormon
related.
Face is a real, right. like,
Mormon
research
face is a real
phenomenon.
Thing.
It's
and
scientific.
And finding out, like, people are your cousins. You didn't even know, like, Heather and Whitney are cousins. They had no idea until they started
distant
the show.
Distant cousins.
Like, I don't think that distant.
I thought, didn't they share a great-grandfather?
That's still close.
Yeah, that's still pretty close
pretty
to not
close.
Know. That
but I mean, it's an insular community.
Yes, certainly. Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what happens.
It's been forced to be. It's a persecuted community.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
They were driven. Why do you think they got to Utah?
Because they wouldn't let them marry 6 13-year-olds.
Oh, my God. Oh, James, if you defend that, are you going to defend that?
I was about to die.
Why don't you go read Under the Banner of Heaven and then come back on the podcast?
And then come back.
And then come back on the podcast.
That was a rough one.
And then watch the miniseries
with Andrew Garfield.
I'll watch anything with Andrew Garfield. You know that about me. I watched the werewolf show.
What's a werewolf show?
He did a werewolf show.
He does have
I think
a
he was a werewolf.
He's always doing things. I feel like he's always like playing like an asshole.
He's dating your girlfriend too, Monica Barbaro.
Oh,
are they
the
good for
child.
Them? That's a good
remember
match. I think
he
he's nice.
That, remember when he was dating that witch? I liked when he was dating
Emma Stone.
That
yeah.
No, he dated like a
no the
like, a,
like the civilian
he dated, like,
witch.
A witch. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
the same witch.
I guess yeah. No, I've followed him. I think he's a nice guy. He did play a jerk in that Juananino movie that no one saw or liked.
Juananino.
Guadagnino.
Luca Guadagnino.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. After the hunt. Okay.
Oh,
so speaking of
which,
after the hunt for
Whitney to come back to the couch because her marriage is perfectly fine.
Yeah, and let's back it up to Bronwyn's big revelation that's treated like a huge bomb, even though, you know,
many,
we've had
many
like
times,
3 months
apparently.
To process
yes,
it.
Yes,
from
yes,
the news.
Yes, 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 yes.
So first, Andy talks about like, Bronwyn's dad passed away, sadly,
very
right after
sad.
Shooting ended.
Yeah, the way that he passed away. Awful, tragic.
Yeah. And then Andy's like, well, I heard that Todd helped Muzzy move. And I was like, interesting. The only
time
Todd and Muzzy are in the room together is when Bronwyn isn't there. Yeah. Cameras aren't on. Let's just say
she thinks they're the same person.
If I
invited
like a
Mrs.
Todd
Doubtfire
and Muzzy to Bridges Restaurant in San Francisco, I'd be hiding
in the
out
smoking
section.
In the smoking section.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. The whole time.
No, I can't argue with that.
The whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time.
And then Bronwyn is kind of like, "Let's cut the bullshit, Andy.
Let's cut the bullshit." Like, she's like, "Here's the thing.
Here's the thing."
Would you mother and daughter relationships are difficult. They are difficult.
You thought that was good? I like that too.
Yeah.
Well, I like the way, I thought it was handled very well, especially when she's like, Todd, do you have Todd questions? And Andy's just like, do you have Todd answers? Here's the floor.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's always, I think Andy always tries to be kind of sensitive when they're about to reveal that their marriage has fallen apart, probably because of the show. Do you hear my daughter screaming? She can't watch Encanto. Okay, we're echoing. We're canceling the echo.
Yeah. School's canceled again today?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think that, especially like this cat, Bronwyn's been so vulnerable. Like,
she's
Bronwyn
been so,
really.
She really lays it all out. Even when nobody's asking for anything, she's like, Todd cheated on me. And they're like, wow, like, I thought we were just getting coffee. We're not Meredith being drunk on a plane. And she's like, well, speaking of planes, my husband is looking at other pictures of women in bras and underwear. We think like a Sears catalog on a plane. Yeah. This happened this season.
She oh, just no, I remember the reference. I assumed it was a phone, but yeah, no, it's probably Sears
catalog.
It was probably,
mm-hmm. and he was like, going like, yeah. and turning the page.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be, I don't think they've put those out in like 30 years.
He so, found
you know,
them.
The paper's getting older.
Yeah, that's
you
his, like, you know, like,
it.
That's,
he
that's
him
his,
in the basement.
Yeah, that's like his yeah. playboy. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good, good, good. Okay. I guess that is the Mormon. Are they Mormon, both of them? I can't tell. Is anyone a practicing Mormon?
Well, Whitney excommunicated herself on TV.
I remember
She's
that.
Like, I'm excommuting myself from the mm-hmm. Mormon church. Heather is no longer a practicing Mormon. She came out with that book, Bad Mormon, has this miniseries.
Lisa claims to be, but she's a fake Mormon.
She's
she
a
sells
fake Mormon.
Tequila.
But then she also is like, my family, everybody's Jewish. So it's very confusing with Lisa, but her son is a
her
missionary.
Son is a real Mormon.
Okay.
You are a missionary too. And then, what is it? Mary is Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she Meredith owns a
Jewish.
Church? No, Mary.
Mary has a church.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not a cult.
And
but it is, or it could be.
It was her grandmother's church. Now,
okay,
it's confusing what's going on. She's not Mormon, though. She's not Mormon. Meredith okay. is Jewish. And Brittany is
but
Mormon.
Bronwyn and Brittany it, is, yeah, Mormon. Yeah, I mean, she still drinks okay. and fucks.
Bronwyn, yeah, Bronwyn went to BYU, but then she got kicked out.
Yes.
For getting pregnant.
Okay.
And Bronwyn talks about how.
Oh, right. We talked about that a little bit
yes.
with the mom.
Yes. And they do a flashback, her talking to Muzzy with
that.
Her mom about,
yes.
like, you know, I wouldn't want my mm-hmm. daughter, who was, I guess, Bronwyn's age when she got mm-hmm. pregnant. And, you know, I don't want Gwen to get pregnant, but I feel like I'd handle it very differently than you did talking to her mom. Mm-hmm. And then her mom, you know, Muzzy's like, well, you treated me like a daycare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you guys have talked about it, but it shouldn't go without saying that we are criticizing Muzzy here, but we can't overlook their contribution to language arts. You know, that's been helpful to society as a whole. Big green monster.
What are you talking about, James?
Big green monster taught Muzzy. People French.
Ay, ay, ay.
These children don't speak French. They're
they
American.
They don't speak French.
Yes, oui, la juvie.
They haven't yeah, even read The Little Prince.
Muzzy is great. Muzzy is learning from her mistakes. Mm-hmm. We find out
wearing frosted eyeshadow, mm-hmm.
as mm-hmm. is Todd. So Bronwyn finally, said to Todd that we should separate. Mm-hmm. She made him leave. Mm-hmm. He went to New York.
He's in
she's
New York,
in Utah,
which is where he mm-hmm. works. Yeah.
Kind of makes more sense. I mean, she's got to keep that ugly house. He can't.
Did you see she's in People magazine today?
Oh, she is?
Where I get mm-hmm. my news. Yeah, she did an interview mm-hmm. with him. So Todd's back in the house. They're all living together. Her mom, Bronwyn, Gwen, Gwen's boyfriend, Todd. They still are separated, but they are living under the same roof.
But I thought
working.
Everyone moved out to do their own thing. Everyone
not
came
according
back.
According to People. Yeah. She has she did a photo shoot and everything.
Mm-hmm. They're like a boomerang
but
family.
But it's like that thing where it's like standing on her own two feet. But, you know, name's still not on the mortgaged.
So, yeah, I think that Brown was like, oh, Andy asked, like, is this because of the show? And Brown was like, well, he
Which happens
didn't want
a lot.
Us to. Yeah, he was like, he didn't want to me to talk about our marriage on camera, and we were having marriage problems. Yeah. So he's just like, so it's like, if I can't talk about it, like, to keep his PR good, then it's I can't be on this show, which is, like, very
show.
Practical.
Well, yeah, and so then she does talk about, like, he went back and he watched every single episode mm-hmm. and then went into the subreddits and saw what people were talking, like, saying about him. And it's like, I don't know what to believe here, honestly.
I don't believe
like
that.
How he didn't know what the show was. Like, even if you don't really know what the show is, like, you've never seen Housewives, I just feel like you kind of know a little bit about it. And like that it's like a lot of things get discussed. So I thought he also knew exactly what he looked like last season when she was on, right? Like, he was at the reunion. He saw everything that they took, you know, from him on screen. So I just don't buy the, like, he had never seen the show and didn't know what it was really about. And maybe he didn't know what Bronwyn was signing up for. Because even if that's true, she knew exactly what the show was, right? Like, she knew what the show was.
And I think at this point, there has been enough just cultural diffusion for this type of show that you yes. know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, how long ago was The Osbournes?
Listen, if everyone knew what that show was. Todd knows how, like, if Todd can navigate Reddit, then I feel like he knows about, like,
yes,
the most popular series that changed for him, the network for right? Bravo. Yeah.
And I don't know how to search for anything on Reddit.
Are you kidding? It's so easy.
I mean,
never claimed to be a smart person. I have the app. I have the Reddit app. I
mean, you don't. There's a search bar.
There is a search bar, but it doesn't really work, does it?
If I typed in Todd Bradley, you would see posts with Todd Bradley.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, though. It's like it's easy to accidentally look within a community or like, you know, you can't. It's hard to filter in order.
Yeah, filter.
I see. I have my issues.
But Todd somehow figured it out. So I
don't think so. I think he paid an assistant to be like, so I want you to just
they're
like
still talking
read every
about your
comment
farts,
about
Todd.
Me.
They're talking about your farts and they're talking about
do a word cloud.
Yeah,
of like
word cloud.
Cherry
farting,
fart, like
cheating.
Show me a graph.
This is and that's what his word cloud would be. It'd be old man farting, cheating.
Cheating.
Well, cherry. The first
Muzzy.
Result here searching Reddit is Todd RHOSLC is terrible.
Yeah.
That's the name
of
the post.
You know,
so,
and I
you know,
can see how that would make a man upset.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. He searched single Reddit article. He watched every single. And then your marriage is falling apart. You know, we've been here. This is like, you know, we see this a lot on these shows. But it was so funny. The cameraman like panning around and everyone's like. You know, and then like when she's like, and you read every single Reddit post and like Whitney just shaking her head.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
No.
It's
the Salt Lake City subreddit.
They are so mean.
They're so mean.
Really
I know.
Are.
I texted her and I was like, oh my God. Like, did he see a post of mine? I don't post in there. I don't post in that subreddit, actually.
Lurking. No. Lurking only.
Yeah, that's a lurk only.
I might have liked a few comments.
We can comment. That's fine. That's normal. Posting is weird.
Posting's a little weird on Reddit. I think it's weird when people post.
Yeah. Totally.
I've posted a few things, but anywhoozle.
I posted.
Her marriage is falling apart, but it's not that big of a deal because it didn't even make it to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we relitigate the like Bronwyn's like, well, I'm still like worried about him. Mm-hmm. And then Heather's like and yeah, because he feels so bad now. He's like, do I not look at you? Was the cherry thing?
Was it because
deal?
Of the cherry? So James, did you see the episode what she's referencing this season about Todd took her cherry?
You saw the clip, at least.
Todd
I
took
didn't,
her cherry.
Yes. I got it through context, and Mary thought it was funny.
They were eating ice cream.
It depends on the relationship, I think.
They were at a soda fountain because he's like 98 years old, so they went to a soda fountain.
Yeah. I also just love
how she's eating a pop-up sundae, and then he's like, and she's like, oh, the cherry, it's my favorite. And he goes, and he eats it. Yeah.
I also love how Lisa like loves she's like whenever she's talking with Bronwyn, she's always on anyone but Bronwyn's side.
Yeah.
It's like she's like, oh my gosh. I thought that's
oh my god, Todd, I love the cherry
so
too.
Cute. Oh my god.
We'll You're fix so it in post.
Bronwyn. Yeah.
He walked away from us like Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you caught some of my dog barking. What happened is nothing. So my dog started barking.
Same that my dogs do that too. No, we've got really good noise reduction, so don't worry.
Okay,
yeah, we do. I know you don't trust Riverside.
We'll see. Okay, we'll see.
So then we bring it back to Meredith. Yeah. Heather is again mad that Meredith called her a liar, and Meredith's like, "I'm
Heather
sorry."
Heather has to say something. She's not saying anything.
She's trying
this, like reunion.
She and Whitney, they're
and
both
Angie,
worried,
and Angie's like not saying much. You know, like God, Whitney's just trying to do anything to like.
Yeah,
she's just taking other people's storylines, but she's making herself useful.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And
I
same
like
with Heather, she's trying to pick a fight with Meredith.
Yeah.
And then this is another one of like everybody dog walking Meredith, including Andy, where she's like, it's like I did like she's like, well, I didn't point at you, Heather. I meant, you know, Whitney. And then she's like, Brittany's like, you pointed three times. And then Meredith's like, oh, you're going to believe her, bastion of truth that you pointed three times.
And it's
times.
Like, and it's on like, camera.
They said it in my
ear. They said it in my ear. That was pretty fun. It was a good power move there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't mean about it, just very matter of fact.
No, but then all the women knew where they stood. Like he's
footage
still
from the booth.
Mm-hmm. He's still the
and
king.
Then Meredith was just like, well, I don't know. Well,
you pop pills.
These pills don't pop for you, is something I wrote down.
You know, Meredith has said before that she, you know, the only time she's ever taken a pill on a plane, it's from Heather.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Xanax.
Yeah.
So then they get mad about her
mad about
on
you.
The bus. It's a viewer question where they're like, why did you like keep getting so upset that you didn't get to talk to Brooks on Mother's Day when you saw you talk to Brooks on Mother's Day on camera? Which you saw that part, James.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Then she's like, well, it wasn't about that. And then they're like, it was about production.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is so crazy.
This was a surprise.
This shocked me.
Really?
I almost shit my pants. I was like, oh, my God, GE is watching. To make sure that the girls are in line, because there's been so many lawsuits several years against Andy, against the shows, like big housewives coming out, like who were no longer on the show, saying all these like horrible things happened, blah, 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 blah. So it's like, man, every single one of these girls want to keep their job. This is the most emotional they all got. This was actually the most upset I feel like they've been at Meredith all season. It's like, you were mean to like the production assistant.
I'm sick of you throwing our team under the
bus.
Our
team.
I know. Whitney really, she stepped
up there. Oh my God. She was like giving
him.
Full dynasty. Like it was just so good.
But it
John Collins could never. Our team.
It was a different, like, when they were discussing their emotions, and then there was a kind of a switch when they started discussing the money that they're making.
The money, yeah. And she's like, that's the guy holding the boom.
Don't threaten the money. Call me whatever you want.
The guy holding the boom.
Yeah.
The guy who puts our mics on. How could you,
they got us
into
Us Weekly.
How could you do that? Yeah. No. Yeah, and then all of them then start talking about, like, it wasn't right to talk bad about the team. Not production. Never production. And Andy's just like,
Yes.
Did like we ever a cigar.
Get, guys, he is sounding more and more like Harvey Fierstein every day. Did we
Harvey
ever, what was the
Fierstein?
Just speaking of smoking, his voice has been.
It's
I don't know if we have
it's down here.
I was like, oh, we're talking about Mrs. Doubtfire.
did I miss it, or did we ever find out what her specific problem was with production?
Not in that instance, it's not clear.
They
it sounds
flash
like it's
back. Yeah, she said she keeps saying stuff about like the editing or
well, this
they
was different.
Cut
it's
the,
yeah. That just yeah. shows the pattern. Of, she's brought it up several times
it's
in the
a
reunion.
Pattern
like,
with her.
That she was edited badly, that she was like set up in another thing. But I think with my guess is with the Sprinter van and the, her talking to Brooks was that production was like probably like
you
can you make
this.
It quick can you wrap it up quickly
because your job is this and we need
we
you
need
to be like
it.
Engaged with the women and I actually liked that they talked about that like
yes
again sure. I think it was Whitney who was like no but this is our literal job and we were all there and we all had something that we were supposed to discuss and then she kept like Meredith kept like essentially like ruining the footage that they were trying to get, which is like them talking about what they needed to as a group. And it was all about Meredith being upset that she was there for Mother's Day, like all the way in Greece and wanting to talk to her children. All of them were moms. All of them knew this trip was going to be on Mother's Day. And they were all right. Like they did have to record, like they have to get this footage.
She's a diva.
She's
like
a
diva.
Mm-hmm. But like if this was on like even like a few years ago, they would have never discussed that because it was a big thing on Bravo, like when they were going to have to start like breaking the fourth wall, essentially, and also talking about like, you know, this is actually their job. And forever they'd all pretend they had other jobs. You know, it's like, no, this is what they get paid to do. And also, she was ruining daylight. You know, like, if you know anything about production, you have to, like, get it out.
And
the
they
sun
were
is setting.
It's Santorini.
Locations. We like have to get onto all these other locations. You cannot talk to your son right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I think this is a new thing happening in reality TV that we're going to see more and more over the next couple of years is, like, you're a villain for being mean to production because now it's
like
viewers
that.
Know enough that like they're like, oh, that is like the worst. That's like being shitty to your coworkers. Like that's so
yes.
it sucks.
And like, I think especially, like, do you think, Lauren, it was after like that book, like It's Not All Diamonds and Rosé, where like everybody who had been on any of the Housewives up until that point had done a lot of like interviews for that book. But they were also talking about the wives who would be nice to production and the wives who were like shittier towards production.
Yeah, like it's part of why Vicky got fired, part of why Dorinda got fired. Yeah. Like, it, I think it often plays a role, but that part stays off camera. They give you like an in-show reason, you know. But now I think more and more they can just show that because, you know, this is just kind of like a more, you know, pro-labor, pro-working man kind of social
climate. But they cannot unionize. Yeah. We're not going to unionize.
Is it pro? I think of the housewives as the working man here, and production is kind of the boss, you know?
So like when she's criticizing, so if we're thinking about Marxism,
which we always are. The producers are like the team that's at the top that's making the decisions. That's a pretty small, team.
It's Evolution, like, actually, is a production company.
Yes. And most people are just like, is Evolution the production company? For Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Evolution. I think Evolution does all the, they do all the Housewives and BPR.
They don't do BPR. It's Alex
Is it just Housewives?
Spinoff company.
That's right.
So when they say production, they are talking about crew.
They're talking about crew. Even like story producers. Like there's a lot of
editors.
Producers.
Yeah.
Only four are at the top. The rest are like following orders. Mm-hmm, they're working long hours. They're not making nearly
it's
as much
cast
money as
system.
Wives. Yeah.
It's a cast system.
Yeah.
And that's
I'm saying production, I think of like story producers, et cetera.
Right, but even producers are generally, I think, not making, they're not like making the
We're
show
never
going to
see them in the, like, we'll never see them in the credits with and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
We'll never see that. Or a with, not even a with.
A special appearance by.
Okay, so then we gotta wrap this up. Bronwyn, I think Bronwyn really did a good job of just you know, doing the final like nail in Meredith's coffin, the final body slam after she got dog walked this whole reunion. So she talks about how Meredith was like so mad at her for saying that she saw Seth with a woman when she's like, I literally just saw him with a woman. That's like literally all I said. I didn't say it was his girlfriend. I didn't say anything else. It's like something that I saw. If you guys had seen Todd with a woman, you would have brought it up on camera.
Yeah,
you're bringing
on
up
camera.
On TikTok, you know, like that's crazy.
Yeah. But also like when Bronwyn did say that, it was like the implication, because it's like with Seth, it's like there's been like years of like they're separating or he's cheating and it was like a big thing even when they both started the show. He was like, I have to live in Ohio because I'm an executive at Big Lots. They're based in Ohio.
Right, but she's so sensitive. It's like she can't even be like, just defend herself. She flips out if she has to defend herself.
Well, and that's what Meredith needs to be a friend of.
She's such a friend of.
But
she fell apart.
We didn't watch Next Gen, but then Andy brings up that Seth was saying that he is pansexual or wants to be pansexual, which is great. But then Meredith's like, I don't know. I don't think it's true.
How can you want, you are pansexual.
It was the weirdest thing. And then Andy's like, okay. And then we just like moved on from it. And I was like, wait a second. Why didn't anybody talk about that? That's very interesting. I've never heard of a house husband who says that. And he said it on his son's show, Brooks' show.
But he also, he has a really shitty dad sense of humor. It's like, you can't, I really think that.
That's such a random thing to say. Yeah. Like, it's such a, like, pansexual feels so specific.
It's like him being, I do think it's like him being, because he talks about the other housewives' tits. He's always drunk on camera. I mean,
that's right.
It's just like him trying to be, he's uncomfortable on camera. It's like him trying to be
And I feel like
funny,
we didn't even really see, you probably haven't even seen Seth on camera, James. I'm trying to think if he's been on this season. He did have a party a few seasons ago and the birthday cake was Whitney's tits. His favorite thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Whitney loved it.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I mean, I think the thing is Andy kind of thinks like a lot of the Salt Lake City husbands are hot. So he likes to tease the wives about them.
I don't know.
I think
Lord,
he thinks
really?
John is hot. He thinks Seth is hot. He's talked about thinking that they're hot before. Maybe it was Seth like in a talking head being like, I want to be pansexual. I felt like that my whole life. I'm in the closet.
I was
Maybe
also
it was
thinking,
very serious.
Like, so random. I don't know. That's so Raven.
That's so random. Okay, let's okay. I just let's do Bronwyn dog walking Meredith because I thought it was so epic. So then she's like, "You didn't care about like me and Todd being called out at all." Like, and then when it's your marriage, me literally just saying, like, you know, like her saying, "I saw a TikTok," or me saying, "I saw him there with a woman. I don't know what was it. I don't know what it was." Like, but you flip out and then you don't defend me at all or speak up for Lisa or me when our marriage is being called out. But it's wrong when it's you. Mm-hmm. And then Meredith's like, "Well, why should I care about your marriage?" And Bronwyn's like, "Because I thought we were fucking friends."
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is true.
And Bronwyn, like, you know, she says it a few times, like, "I've been a really good friend to you." And mm-hmm. yeah. And Meredith's
and she
like,
has, mm-hmm. she has treated her like shit and like just kind of used her for information transparently yeah. and have like Bronwyn's been caught giving Meredith information off camera mm-hmm. and then Meredith has called her out to like start fights with the people
well
who said
yeah
it on
even, like the Britney thing, like Britney being like, you know, throwing up so much on the boat, like she, like the implication being like Meredith isn't the one with the drinking problem, it's actually Britney.
Yes,
you know,
or Whitney. Britney's, anything yeah. Whitney says about Britney, her, she goes straight
all
to
the,
Meredith
the itneys
yeah. And I do think what made like what came across for sure, I don't know, like Bronwyn feels used by Meredith. I don't know how used she was, but it's that like Meredith is really hard to work with.
She's
I do
so
think
difficult.
That's what it's about. She's really hard to work with.
I think it's yeah. When Mary Cosby, who seems like notoriously like the most difficult, or I feel like past seasons definitely, is calling you out. Like it, also, I think the way Mary did it was like kind of. As a friend, like, I'm worried about you. You don't remember mm-hmm. things. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, Meredith just seems very, very difficult. And the other thing with Meredith is, like, we don't see a lot of storyline with her.
No.
And, like, especially for someone who is still, still main cast, like, that's super rare. Because Brittany is still, doesn't even have a snowflake. And she does way more. We know way more about what's going on in her life. Her children have mm-hmm. done confessionals like Britney's have. So it's like that's also the problem. Like, I think Meredith would be amazing as a friend of, but she's yeah. not like she's not snowflake.
It's time.
It's time.
It's,
but
it's
did
time
you see
after this reunion.
An interview came out with her today on Variety.
Oh, I thought they were on a press
break. They were on a press break. Yeah. So this is what I also wanted to say to Meredith's publicist. I thought you were on a press freeze. But they did ask her in Variety mm-hmm. today. Well, whenever it came out today that they asked her if she would ever consider being a friend of. And she's like, absolutely not. I would never do the show if I was a friend of. That's not
what
I mean. It's so odd, which makes me think that the rumors and nastiness are true that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kind of think it's the Heather Dubrow. It's like, if you're not going to bring anything and you're going
to
be a snob
yeah.
and you're not going to be
so
willing
demanding.
To be friend up, then
go.
You'll come back.
Go watch Crazy Rich Asians. Then you can come back.
So you think this is coming, just she's not giving anything? Or
no,
is
say that
it
again, James. Well, let's do another read of she's not giving.
She's not giving.
She's not giving.
Anything.
She's not giving.
Neck.
But so you think it's just her essentially being lazy and not giving enough of herself to the show, or is it the production
yeah,
team?
I just think she's just kind of been, she's just very entitled, and to stick out amongst a whole cast of everybody is entitled. That's kind of why you're on the show.
Sure.
It's like when you stick out that much and you're making things really difficult. You know,
she's not a hard worker.
She's
like
not
they
a hard
are.
Worker.
Like they're,
you know, she's
they're like
fucking
straight
up
A
scenes.
Students, theater yeah. kids, mm-hmm. and she's like, nope, this is the most I'll give. Mm-hmm. This is all you deserve. She has like boundaries.
But,
you're not supposed to have
she
boundaries.
She wants all of
show.
The accolades that come with having a snowflake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's the
and I know what that
fit.
Means.
Yeah.
That means
she
like
should be a friend
cast.
Of.
To have a, oh, because
they
they're
hold snowflakes, James.
Mm-hmm. At the beginning. Yeah,
my God, I am so tired of straight white men not knowing what the fuck is going on with women.
Hey, you and me both. But you know what? I'm learning. And that's enough.
Yeah. No, did this show
that's
teach
enough.
You the weeks that you've been watching the show?
What did you learn?
What
James?
Did you learn about feminism?
What did I learn about feminism? That you're supposed to hate
Don't
your
look
friends.
Look at your notes. Look inside.
Well, I did
look in
look
your
inside.
Heart.
You hang out. You, You're supposed to fight with your friends.
No.
Okay.
Women's stories matter.
Their businesses matter.
Okay.
Business.
Stop capitalism. Googling feminism. Get out of Reddit, Todd.
Fourth wave.
That subreddit and tell us what you learned.
The communication about communication.
Oh my gosh.
Good.
Liar, lies.
Okay. I feel like you don't remember the plane. Brett Ratner right now.
How dare you?
He produced that Melania documentary. Ugh.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I guess you just got to go full heel.
Don't call it a comeback.
Okay, I've given you lots of pills on our friendship.
We'll take that.
Okay, thank you. No, actually, for a white man, that's pretty good. Considering.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Lauren and I have co-signed on white men. We are both married to them.
That's true.
It's
and
like
I'm
the
not.
Thing about it.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you should be
I'm
married
forced...
to a white guy. Maybe you'd feel better. You'd see yourself.
Okay. Maybe that'll be marriage four.
Oh my God.
Okay. Since we've got the next two.
Well,
yep.
Line
them up.
Pansexual.
Back to back.
He likes sex.
All right. And if you would like to date James, then come to the Clinyears next show, which is when is
your show?
It's not Friday because that's canceled.
Do you go to?
I just don't know. And this comes out tomorrow. Check out the Clinyears.com. For all your Clinyears information.
Okay.
Yeah, check out the Clinyears.com. And then also, if you do want to see James in person, then his soonest show will be Tuesday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. We are doing a Salt Lake City wrap-up, which will be an awards show.
The Salties.
The Salties will be giving awards to... Best Supporting Confused Bystander. We'll be giving awards to Most Inappropriate Outfit of the Season.
We'll have an In Memoriam.
James will play music during it. We'll cry. We'll dance. We'll do a Billy Crystal singing monologue. Be there or be square.
Bravo Breakdown.